All right, welcome back for another deep dive, you guys.
Always fun.
Yeah, and today we're going to be talking about something that I think a lot of people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Returning a mattress.
Ugh, it's a hassle.
It can be, yeah. And specifically, we're going to be looking at the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid.
Okay.
And we're using a great article from Mattress Advisory as our guide here.
Oh, great source.
Yeah, so if you want to check that out, we'll make sure to link it in the show notes.
Definitely, especially because they've got those.
They've got
exclusive discounts for listeners there.
Yes, always good to save a little money, right?
Exactly, why not?
So this article is really interesting because, you know, they talk about how Lisa really seems to emphasize customer satisfaction.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, part of that is their 100-night sleep trial.
Yeah, pretty common these days.
It is. But then they also have this thing where they say you should spend at least 30 nights on the mattress before you even think about returning it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I mean, it makes sense when you think about it.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, you know, your body needs time to adjust to a new sleep surface.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't buy a new pair of shoes and decide they're no good after just one wear, right?
Well, I mean, some people do. But
True. But ideally, you give them a chance to break in a bit.
Yeah. So is that what we're talking about here? Like breaking in a mattress?
Exactly. There's a physical adaptation period. And if you return it too soon, you might miss out on actually finding that perfect fit, you know?
So what you're saying is I shouldn't just sleep on it for like 5 minutes and be like, nope, not for me.
Haha. No, probably not. Although if it feels like a bed of nails right away, maybe that's a sign.
Okay. Good to know.
But
isn't there also a risk that, you know, if you spend those 30 nights on it, you kind of force yourself to like it, even if it's not that great?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's definitely a psychological element to this.
Right.
You know, you might feel pressure to make it work, especially with that 30-night recommendation kind of looming over you.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're someone who hates returning things.
Exactly. It can be stressful. So it's a balancing act, right? Giving it time, but also being honest with yourself about whether it's truly meeting your needs.
So it's like you've got this pressure of, oh, I should like it, but also if I don't like it, I should return it.
Right, and you only get so many chances to return it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Speaking of second chances, they have this 2 return limit per household.
Yeah, I saw that.
So no mattress hopping every other week.
Right, got to make a decision eventually.
Yeah. Is that pretty common? Or?
It's becoming more and more common, yeah. And I think it's for a few reasons. Like, imagine if everyone could just return mattresses endlessly.
Oh my gosh.
It would be chaos, the transportation costs, the warehousing space, the impact on the environment.
Yeah, it would be a mattress graveyard out there.
Exactly. So this 2 return limit kind of encourages people to be more thoughtful about their choices.
So they don't just like buy one every week and return it just to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Right. It helps reduce waste and promotes sustainability, which ultimately benefits everyone.
Yeah, it's good to think about that. So if you do end up returning your Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid, how does that even work?
Well, it seems pretty straightforward from the article.
Okay.
You basically contact Lisa, you give them your order details, the reason for the return, and then they sort of guide you through the rest.
So they hold your hand through the process?
Pretty much, yeah. They try to make it as simple and stress-free as possible.
That's good to know. But what about the mattress itself? Are there any, like, rules about what condition it needs to be in?
Yeah, definitely. It needs to be in good condition. Clean, undamaged, you know, the basics.
Makes sense.
And the article specifically recommends using a mattress protector during the trial period.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. I always forget to use one of those.
Me too. But it makes a big difference.
Does it?
Yeah, think about it from Lisa's perspective.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that if a mattress is returned, it's clean and hygienic, especially if they're going to donate it.
Oh, right, because they donate some of their returned mattresses.
Yeah, they encourage it whenever possible.
That's cool.
Right. It's a great way to reduce waste and help people in need.
Totally. But how does that even work? Like, do they just tell you where to drop it off?
From what I understand, they actually help you arrange the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They'll connect you with local charities, help you schedule a pickup, all that jazz.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. So they make it really easy to do the right thing.
Exactly. And you even get a donation receipt for your taxes, which is a nice bonus.
Oh, that's great. So it's not just about being eco-friendly. It's like they're actually rewarding you for being a good person.
Right. And for Lisa, it's a win-win situation, too. They get good PR. They reduce their environmental footprint. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, it's a smart strategy.
Mm.
Okay, so to recap the return requirements, clean, undamaged, within that 100-night trial period. Anything else?
Well, there's a little asterisk for those living in Alaska and Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there are some fees for returns from those states, probably because of shipping costs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Island life comes with a price tag sometimes.
It does. But hey, at least you get to live on an island.
True, true. Now, what if you're not totally opposed to Lisa mattresses, but the SapuraChill Hybrid just isn't the right fit for you? Can you swap it out for a different Lisa model? Like, if you realize you're a side sleeper but accidentally bought a mattress for a stomach sleeper?
Oh, absolutely. They actually have a really smooth exchange process for that.
Really?
Yeah, they'll coordinate the pickup of your current mattress and everything and then make sure you get the right replacement sent out.
That's awesome. So they're not just trying to get rid of you, they're actually trying to help you find the right mattress, even if it's not the one you initially chose.
Exactly. It's all about customer satisfaction in the end.
Well, that's great to hear. But remember, even with a great return policy, doing your research beforehand is still key.
Oh, definitely.
Read reviews, compare prices, think about your individual needs.
All of those things are super important. The return policy is just one piece of the puzzle.
Right, like it's a safety net, but you don't want to rely on it completely.
Exactly. You want to make the best choice from the get-go.
Totally. Well, that wraps up part one of our deep dive into returning a Lisa SapuraChill hybrid mattress.
I feel like we've covered a lot already.
We have. From sleep trials to sustainability, it's been quite a journey.
And we're not done yet.
Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dig even deeper into some of the fascinating details hidden within this mattress advisory article. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone.
So we're continuing our deep dive on this Lisa SapuraChill hybrid return policy. And before we go any further, we always got to give a shout out to our source material,
Oh, right, for sure.
which is that great article from Mattress Advisory.
Yes, tons of great info in there.
Plus, they've got those exclusive discounts for our listeners.
Don't forget about those.
Yeah, check the show notes for the link.
Definitely.
All right, now back to this two return limit thing per household. I'm curious, are there any downsides to that?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, because on the one hand, it makes sense,
Yeah.
like from a business perspective.
Right. Logistics, sustainability, all that.
Exactly. But could it ever be a disadvantage for the customer?
It definitely could be in certain situations.
Like what?
Well, imagine someone who has a medical condition that makes finding the right mattress really difficult.
Okay, yeah.
They might need to try out more than two mattresses before they find one that works for them.
Right.
And in that case, the two return limit could feel a bit unfair.
Yeah, like it's putting a cap on their chances of finding the right mattress.
Exactly.
And for someone with a medical condition, especially.
Yeah, where sleep is even more important.
It's not just about comfort, it's about their health.
Exactly.
So it's a tough balance, right? You want to be customer-centric, but you also have to protect your business.
It is.
And I guess that's where clear communication comes in.
Definitely.
Companies need to be upfront about their policies so there are no surprises for the customer.
Absolutely. Transparency is key.
Speaking of surprises, I remember the article mentioned exchanges.
Oh, yeah, right.
What if you decide, okay, I like Lisa mattresses, but the SapuraChill Hybrid just isn't the one for me? Can you swap it out for a different Lisa model?
Yeah, you can, and they actually have a really seamless process for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they coordinate the pickup of your old mattress and make sure you get the new one without any hiccups.
That's pretty impressive considering all the logistics involved.
It is. They have a very efficient system in place.
Like a well-oiled mattress machine.
Exactly.
And it shows they're confident in their product line.
Yeah, they're not afraid to let you try different models because they believe you'll find one you like.
Right. It's like they're saying, go ahead, explore our options. We're sure you'll find your perfect match.
And that kind of confidence can really build customer trust.
For sure. Now, I want to circle back to this sustainability thing we talked about earlier.
Okay.
We know Lisa encourages mattress donations,
Mm-hmm.
but are they doing anything else to be more eco-friendly?
Oh, yeah. Their commitment to sustainability goes way beyond just donations.
Really?
Yeah, they've implemented eco-conscious practices throughout their whole operation.
Oh, wow. Like what?
Well, for example, they source their materials responsibly, using recycled and sustainable components whenever possible.
Oh, that's great.
And they've also taken steps to minimize waste during production and packaging.
So it's not just about the end product, it's about the whole process.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach.
Which is really important these days.
It is. Consumers are becoming more and more aware of the environmental impact of their choices.
And companies are starting to realize that sustainability isn't just good for the planet, it's good for business too.
Right. It's a win-win.
Now, before we move on to the last part of our deep dive, I want to touch on something we haven't really talked about.
Okay.
the psychological aspect of returning a mattress.
Oh, yeah. That's an important one.
Because it's not just about the logistics and the policies.
Right.
There's an emotional component to it, too.
There is. I mean, we invest so much hope in a new mattress.
We do.
We're looking for better sleep, more energy, a happier life.
The whole package.
And when that doesn't happen, it can be pretty disappointing.
Yeah, like you've let yourself down somehow.
Exactly. And then there's the whole process of actually returning it.
Don't remind me.
Wrangling that bulky thing back into its packaging.
Finding the return label.
Scheduling the pickup.
It's a whole thing.
It can be really draining, both physically and emotionally.
And it can make you question your decision-making skills.
Yeah, like, did I make the right choice? Should I have given it more time?
And those kinds of thoughts can keep you up at night.
Ironically.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So what can companies do to make this whole experience less emotionally stressful?
Well, I think it starts with empathy.
Okay.
They need to acknowledge that returning a mattress can be a really tough experience for some people. And they need to approach it with sensitivity and understanding.
So it's not just about, okay, we got your return request, here's your refund.
No, it's about making the customer feel heard and supported.
Like they're not alone in this.
Exactly.
So maybe sending an email that says something like, we're sorry it didn't work out, but we're here to help you find the perfect sleep solution.
Yes, exactly. Something like that can make a huge difference.
It's like turning a negative experience into a positive one.
And that can go a long way in building customer loyalty.
For sure. So for our listeners out there, when you're looking at a company's return policy, it's not just about the trial period and the fees.
Yep.
Pay attention to the language they use, the tone of their communication.
Exactly.
Do they feel empathetic? Do they make you feel like a valued customer?
It's about those subtle cues that reveal their true values.
Because a good night's sleep shouldn't come at the cost of your peace of mind.
Well said.
Get go. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up part two of our deep dive.
Time flies when you're talking about mattresses.
It really does. We've covered a lot of ground here. From the practicalities of returning a mattress to the emotional side of things.
And we still got more to explore.
Stay tuned for part three, where we'll delve even deeper into the psychology of mattress returns and what Lisa's policies tell us about their company values. And we are back.
Back for round three.
Round three, the final round of our deep dive.
The mattress saga continues.
It does. And you know, it's funny, we spend all this time talking about the technical stuff.
Yeah, the trial periods, the fees, all that.
Right, all the nuts and bolts of returning a mattress.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this whole emotional aspect that we don't always acknowledge.
Yeah, you're totally right.
I think it's because sleep is so personal.
It is.
You're not just buying a mattress, you're buying the hope of better sleep.
A better you.
Exactly. More energy, a brighter outlook on life.
And when that doesn't happen,
it
can feel like you've failed somehow.
Like you've let yourself down.
Right, and then you have to face the whole return process.
Ugh, the dreaded return.
Stuffing that giant mattress back into the box.
I'm trying to remember where you put the return label.
Hoping you didn't accidentally throw it away.
Exactly. And then scheduling the pickup, waiting for them to come.
That's a whole ordeal.
It is.
Yeah.
So how can companies make this whole thing a little less emotionally taxing?
Well, for me, it all comes down to empathy.
Okay, empathy.
Yeah. They need to understand that returning a mattress can be an emotional experience for people.
Not just a logistical one.
Right, exactly. So instead of just sending a generic, your return has been processed email, maybe they could say something like, we're sorry things didn't work out, but we're here to help you find the perfect sleep solution.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a small change, but it makes a big difference.
It feels more personal, more human.
Exactly. And that kind of positive interaction can really build customer loyalty.
Even if they're returning the product.
Exactly. It's about turning a potentially negative experience into a positive one.
So for our listeners out there, when you're evaluating a company's return policy, don't just focus on the numbers.
The trial period, the fees.
Right. Pay attention to the language they use.
The tone of their communication.
Do they sound like they care about your experience?
Do they make you feel like a valued customer, even if you're returning something?
It's about finding a company that aligns with your values.
And prioritizes your sleep journey every step of the way.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the Lisa Sapira Chill hybrid return policy.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. It has. We've covered everything from sleep trials to sustainability.
To the emotional roller coaster of mattress returns.
Exactly. And hopefully you, our listeners, feel a little more informed and empowered to make the best choices for your sleep.
Remember, a good night's sleep should be stress-free.
And don't forget to check out the show notes for that exclusive discount link for Mattress Advisory.
They've got some great deals on Lisa mattresses.
So you can start your sleep adventure on the right foot.
Or the right side, depending on how you sleep.
Exactly. Till next time, happy sleeping, everyone.